folks. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, the second hour here. And this scumbag, Anthony Scalia, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, and they're all scumbags, by the way. Matter of fact, the only female on there, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, remember, her husband is a founder of the top largest homosexual pedophile organization in the nation. Okay? It's, I can't think of the name of it. I thought of it last week, but I can't think of it today. But it's the top pedophile organization in the nation that says sex before eight or it's too late. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Jewish darling female on there, is married to a man that helped found the top largest pedophile organization in the nation. So, as I said, folks, you get on the Supreme Court today by being the most evil, corrupt, criminal person in the nation. And if you've proven that over years, you get onto the Supreme Court, or you get into district position as a district judge or appellate court judge. And we'll talk about the gun ban lifting in Washington, D.C. in just a minute, folks. But let me go over this, finish up on this scumbag Anthony Scalia here. Scalia boasted in his historical claims that this decision to release these four men who have been 5-6 years tortured and release them to be able to go to court and to be charged with a crime, which they're going to have to release them, folks, because they don't have any charges against them. There's no crimes against these people, unless in that 5 or 6 years of torture they have signed documents, which many of them have, folks, that they're criminals, they're terrorists, they're CIA, Al-Qaeda members, or something like that. So, but Scalia says that releasing these men will cause more Americans to be killed on the battlefield. With stale information that the DOD has rejected, said it they've abandoned the claim entirely that these 30 members that were released went on to the battlefield, went back to the battlefield. But anyway, folks, you know, I'm thinking to myself, folks, listen to me. If I'm a goat herder, or if I'm a sheep herder, or if I'm a businessman, or I'm just a father working at flipping hamburgers or something like that, and I'm snatched up and put in Abu Ghraib prison, or if I'm put in Guantanamo Bay prison, torture centers, and I am tortured for 5-6 years, and you release me, guess what this old cop's going to do? I'm going to come after you. I'm going to join my countrymen, and I'm going to take up arms against you because you're so doggone evil, totally evil, totally corrupt, and tortured me for 5 or 6 years, or one of my family members for 5 or 6 years. Believe me, folks, I'm going to pick up arms against you. So would we be surprised, folks? Now, they don't track these people they release. The DOD says they don't have any, they don't track them at all to know about their whereabouts or anything. But would it be surprising to find out that a normal man, a father, who have lost the relationship with their kids and wife for 5 or 6 years, being tortured for 5 or 6 years, would not pick up arms against the nation that did it? It'd be absolutely ridiculous to assume they would not. We'll be right back, folks. Finish up with scumbag Anthony Scalia when we return.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Jack McLam program, and we got a number of callers on the line here, but let me finish up with Scumbag Scalia. These guys, I know some people saying, why do I call them scumbags? Because they're the most evil criminal people that have been promoted up to the Supreme Court today, folks. Even the Bush crime families, people that have been promoted up are scumbags. I mean, totally criminal, or believe me, folks, the top criminals in this world who run our government today, the neocon Trotskyites and the criminal Bush and Cheney family, would not put decent non-criminals on the Supreme Court. Believe me, because they are absolute criminals themselves. They're doing things totally unconstitutional, totally treasonous. The Supreme Court knows that they blew up the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on 9/11. They know that because they're not stupid people, but they're not going to do anything about it because they've been appointed because they're total criminals. Okay? But anyway, Scalia, back to this case here, the Supreme Court decided in a 5-4 decision that the Guantanamo detainees were entitled to file petitions for writ of habeas corpus to challenge their detention after 5 and 6 years of torture. More than 200 men, and I'm sure, folks, we've heard from intel that there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, many more than 200, have been held for up to 6 years and have never been charged with a crime, will now have their day in court. I wouldn't depend on that, folks. That's what the evil Supreme Court is saying at this time. We'll see what happens. Many of these people, folks, were snatched from their homes, picked up off the street, at airports, and sold to the U.S. military by warlords in Iraq and Afghanistan for bounty, for money. Scalia, who sits on the highest court in the land, has acted as a foot soldier for the executive branch, the Bush and Cheney crime families of government, for years. Okay, folks. All right, let's go to our callers here real quick. We've got quite a lineup today. Let's go to George in Florida. Brother George, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi. Good morning, Jack.
Hello.
Good afternoon here.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm surprised nobody's come up with a bumper music called Thank God We Made He Made Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah?
Listening to Representative Keating down in Oklahoma on the Jim Guest Show this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of threw the question out, you know, how Oklahoma and some of these states can break the chokehold of the international criminal elite. And that is, tell the federal government, go shove it, and we're going to drill our own oil, and we're going to build our own refineries, and stay the hell out of here. And I will tell you, that would break the chokehold on this criminal elite.
Yeah, you better believe it, brother, because they know, and have talked about it for years, that bringing the gas up to $8, $9, $10 a gallon will bankrupt every single person in the United States. Every business will go under. We've just learned last week that hundreds of big businesses in America are laying off hundreds of thousands of people. They're closing stores. They're closing these big mall stores because of the price of gas is bankrupting them too. And so they knew for years, George, that if they, and Henry Kissinger said this, to control nations, control the oil, to control people, control the food. They're trying to get control of all of our food right now as we speak, too. But they knew that they could bankrupt America and bring us down to third world nation status so they could merge us with the rest of the third world nations of the world under this Antichrist world government system by raising the price of oil. Remember, the Saudis and the OPEC Arab nations, oil nations, refused to raise the price up over $3 a gallon. And so now we're over there taking over those nations and destroying those nations and taking over the oil so the international criminals that our soldiers worked for can raise the price up to $8, $10 a gallon and above. And that's exactly what they're doing, George.
Well, I was saying, but, you know, Oklahoma making that step declaring its sovereignty from the federal government, I got to say, they don't report it, but it's sending shockwaves through everywhere.
That's
Believe
wonderful.
Me, it, what's yeah. that?
That's wonderful. Just
you know,
wonderful.
It's, I think it's sending shockwaves more than they're reporting, because I think when when Oklahoma, sooner or later, I think Wyoming or Montana, a lot of other states are going to start following, and the thing is, and this is going to be a dangerous time because just like Oklahoma said no UN, no New World Order back in the mid-1990s, and next door, the Murphone building blew up, blaming it on the militia,
right.
Because I think that was just like an intimidation tactic saying, you better watch out, you know what I mean? And
sure.
In Oklahoma, they haven't blinked over
that's
that.
Right.
So.
God, wonderful. Good to hear. That's really something because they're into executions, too, and assassinations. So it's a wonder the head of the, Congress there in the state of Oklahoma has not been assassinated by now. Accidents, falling off tall buildings and all that stuff. But I'm really proud of them, George. Thanks a lot for calling in about that.
Well, I say the people of Oklahoma are very cognizant of what's going on. And the thing is, like I say, I just pray a bunch of states start following suit, saying we're declaring our sovereignty, and like I say, we're going to use our own resources, and we're going to, and tell your EPA and your Department of Energy, go kiss off. You got no jurisdiction in here. and watch the price start dropping because the folly will be exposed.
Very true. Yeah. Okay, thanks, George. Appreciate it.
God bless, Jack.
Okay, God bless you. All right, let's go to Dave in Texas. Brother Dave, welcome to the program.
How are you doing this afternoon, Jack?
Doing pretty good, brother. Now that I got my phones working back again here, looks like we got the phones working again, so that's good.
Yeah. Are you using a wireless phone of some kind?
Yeah.
I was going to say that some of the people who talk about phones saying wireless phones are potentially have the same issues that cell phones have. It may potentially cause brain tumors. You might be careful about that. You can perhaps switch to a new type. There's newer technology versions of wired phones that don't have those issues that are a little bit more flexible than the older types. I use a wired phone myself because I don't believe in cell phones and so forth.
Yeah,
I was just going to warn you about that.
I use a headset, though, so I don't have the phone on me.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a headset with a wire running to the phone, and so I don't have the phone. And when I carry my cell phone on me, I wrap it in two layers of tin foil and point it outward, and I hope that that's doing some good. I'm not a scientist, but it just seems to me that if two layers of tin foil are wrapped around your cell phone before you put it in your pocket or your shirt pocket or something, it may very well help you screen out some of those very harsh powers that are there and that's working that cell phone.
Yeah, you can look into some of those.
I saw immediately two reports that were castigated and denigrated by the government. If you go to the web and show and look up Google cell phones popping popcorn, you'll see two groups of students that put three cell phones on a table with their antenna pointing towards the middle and put popcorn on the table just by itself, unpopped popcorn, just corn, piece of corn, and they sit back. And they called those cell phones from other cell phones, and within 10 seconds, that popcorn begins to pop and just pops up, and the kids are laughing. And then there's another group that did the same thing. Looked like Orientals. A group of Orientals did the same thing with three cell phones and pointed the antennas at the pop or the corn on the table, and it popped too. And immediately, the government started putting out, this is false, this is not true, and everything. So our loving government that wants to eliminate 80% of the people on Earth came right up and said that it was all phony baloney. But you can actually see the YouTube videos of these two group of students popping popcorn with the cell phones on a table, just a regular table.
Yeah, I was going to mention a couple other things right quick if I can.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. I was going to mention for you, you might have your wife contact Joyce Riley about alternative treatments for Gulf War syndrome.
We've been good friends for 15 years.
She has a lot of information. She might be able to put you in touch with some people who can help treat that.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to mention look into that.
Yeah, we're in contact with the same people Joyce and Dave are. They've been friends of ours for at least 15, 20 years now.
That's good to hear then.
Yeah, and my wife is contacting the same doctors that had a doctor in, had a daughter over there that got the Gulf War sickness, and they've done the most study into it, healed their daughter of most of her symptoms. My wife is now living. Of course, she didn't die like she almost died, but a Christian family took her in Tucson, Arizona, there at the Apache and Cobra base that my wife ran. When she almost died, and started healing her with natural healing treatment, which cleaned a lot of the poisons out of her system. So my wife's still alive today, but she still has some of the symptoms. But we're in contact with Dave and Joyce. Hey, Brother Dave, thanks for calling in, okay?
All right.
Take care. Talk to you later. All right. Okay, we'll be right back with a couple more callers on the line, folks. Stay tuned.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Lamb program, and got my computer screen working, and that's good. It was down for a little while there. Back up here, and I just want to tell you folks, I just want to mention to you that all of you that don't already know about it, I want to tell you about the RBN website, the Republic Broadcasting Network website, okay? You can get to it by going to www.republicbroadcasting.org, okay? This is for the new listeners on the stations that don't know about the website, okay? www.republicbroadcasting, one word, .org, okay? Very important to go to that website. A lot of great information on there and great products, too, folks, that we need at this time, food storage and so forth and so on, so I hope you'll go there. Okay, let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, welcome to the show.
Hello, Officer Jack McLam.
Good to have you back, brother.
Hey, Jack, Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg's husband's organization there is called NAMBLA.
That's it, NAMBLA. Yes, yep. I don't know why I can't think of that. It's NAMBLA.
Yeah, you're getting old, Jack.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I sure am, brother.
You're getting old-timer's disease.
Yeah, I'll be 64 come July 18th. July 18th is my birthday, so I'm almost 64.
Oh, yeah, you're about 10 years older than me.
Yeah?
Yeah, that stands for that North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Right.
Pretty sickening, huh? But anyways...
Terrible, brother.
Hey, you know what I was going to mention to you, Jack, is... I just became aware of this information. I don't know if y'all are aware of it yet, but Vincent Bugliosi, the prosecutor who prosecuted Charles Manson.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he's written a new book, laying out the case, laying out the legal case for prosecuting President George Bush for murder.
That's right. He has. Yeah.
You're aware of that, huh?
Oh, yeah, I sure am.
Yeah. Do you know the title of that, what the title of the book actually is?
It's just about what you said, brother.
About George Bush on trial?
Yeah, putting Bush on trial for murder, something like that. I don't have the book, but I've heard him speaking on Alex Jones' show here a couple weeks ago. And they were talking about his new book, and there's something like that. Bush, I guess you could Google it, just put Bush prosecuted for murder, and push and put, I don't know how you spell Bugliosi, but you could just put that in the website, or, you know, the search engine, and push the button. I'll bet it'll come right up, pop right up, because there's not many people wanting to prosecute Bush for murder.
Yeah, well, you know how these criminals operate, Jack. Now he'll attack Iran now, and he'll commit more crimes, and he'll probably even nuke Iran and so on. And in that way, Jack, they cause attacks like on 9/11 or attacks on Iraq and everything. You know, suddenly become ancient history. You know, when they commit more crimes. You know.
Oh, yes. Yes, and what scares me, Brother Dave, is that loose, missing nuclear weapon that was lost here in the United States off that plane that they flew across our country. And I'm really, really suspicious of that, because Bush could be planning to clear his reputation and raise his numbers by nuking America in a certain location and blaming it on the Iranians, and he would be scot-free. He would be American hero number one, and his legacy would be the best president in the history of the United States if he went after Iran after that nuke going off here in the United States. So I'm really worried about that, brother, but I pray every night that God binds their hands and confounds the evil Antichrist Satanists that control our nation today, like the Bush and Cheney crime family and the neocons. And so, but that's what I'm worried about, and I'm asking people to pray every night with me that August is the date in which Bush wants to nuke Iran, so meaning he'd have to set off another false flag bombing of America before August to get the American people on his side, and that would do it too, brother.
Oh, it sure would, Jack. It's very scary, you know. It seems like everybody's anticipating the next false flag operation, whether it's going to happen here in America, or I've raised even the possibility it could possibly even happen in Israel, because in World War II they proved that they're willing to sacrifice their own if it furthers their agenda, you know.
Oh yeah, the Zionist communists that run Israel helped Hitler kill the Jews over there, and so that they could get Palestine. And so they've proven, matter of fact, if you go to JewsAgainstZionism.com and read the rabbis, Dave, the rabbis talk about how Israel, or how the Zionists helped kill the Jews, and they may very well do it again, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely, Jack. Yeah. Oppenheimer is still the big shot bankers over there, just like they were during Nazi
That's
Germany.
That's right. Okay, Dave, thanks for calling in. God bless you, brother. Take care. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get $5 off their order. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Let me tell you all about a fantastic superfood called Royal Greens. Royal Greens offers incredible immune support, increases your energy, allows for better digestion, and is a heart-healthy blend. Royal Greens is made from an array of organic vegetables. One glass of Royal Greens has the antioxidant power that equals a big bowl of vegetables. Also, you're getting herbs like ginkgo biloba, aloe leaf powder, royal jelly, wheatgrass, and much more. Just mix a tablespoon of Royal Greens Ultra Blend powder into a cold glass of water, and that's it. It tastes great, and it's what you need for a natural energy boost. Royal Greens is sweetened with natural spearmint and stevia. For our listeners, today only, it is absolutely free. Just pay for shipping and handling. So call now. The phone number is 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Call now for your free Royal Greens. The number is 1-800-547-6603.
Jack McLam program, and I'm an old police investigator, folks, and one case that I haven't gotten off of yet, well, I have, but I'm back on it again now, folks, is homosexual boy George Bush and his homosexual lover, Jeff Gannon. I would ask you, I've just done this, folks, I would ask you to go to your computer or somebody else's computer and find the proof. And I can show you four pictures of Bush hugging this man right in front of reporters, matter of fact, kissing him on the forehead, smiling at him like he's his wife, and unbelievable, has his hands all over the guy, and Jeff Gannon is a male prostitute and a pornographer and had a website up for a long time, selling himself for $200 an hour, and he's been in the White House over 200 times, and of course, Bush has a history of homosexuality. I don't know if you know that, but I want you to go, and I don't want you to believe me, but go to the pictures of Bush and Jeff Gannon, and you tell me if this is normal for a man to be all over another man, hugging him, kissing him on the head, and smiling at him like he's his girlfriend, and to think that he's been in the White House, signed in 200 times, and many of those times he never left. He signed in and did not leave till the next day or the end of the weekend. So anyway, Jeff Gannon posed as a phony reporter, okay, when he was in the White House. So go to the web and put in the search engine just Jeff Gannon, G-A-N-N-O-N, G-A-N-N-O-N, comma, Bush, and just push the search engine button, and you'll come up with page after page after page of this evil male prostitute who sold himself for $200 an hour on his website. I looked at his website here a couple years ago before they took it down. And the pictures of him with George Bush, okay? All right, so enough said on that. Let's go right back now to our dear brother John in Tennessee. Brother John, welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon, Jack. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, brother, doing pretty good.
Great to hear, my brother. First of all, I'm glad I write things down because thank you for that mind picture and visual of Bush and this other guy. I almost forgot what I had to say. Oh, God.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, man. I got a strong stomach. You asked about... pardon me?
It's absolutely a shame, but... Of course, his dad was a pedophile. We know that for sure because of attorney and senator John DeCamp wrote that book, The Franklin Cover-Up, where Senior Poppy Bush had young boys in the White House sodomizing them and raping them. So he's a pedophile. So I guess it stands
like
to reason
father, like son.
That his son would be strange himself. But go right ahead, Brother John.
You were asking about Seroquel and Klonopin?
Yes.
Okay. On together, those things, well, Klonopin is a little bit more powerful than Xanax.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a lot more powerful than Xanax, actually. Seroquel, I had a friend that was bipolar.
Yeah.
They were given Seroquel to prevent violent outbreaks on the manic or depressive end of the phase. Now, together, this combination is like going to a gunfight where you got a .44 Magnum and the guy you're up against has got a Derringer.
Wow. Yeah. I'll tell you, yeah, they've been pounding these drugs in, Klonopin and Seroquel and then Paxil, too, on top of that.
Man.
Man, can you imagine?
That's wow. A hell of a come. That'll wipe anybody out.
Yeah.
Did you ever get that email I sent you on Barack Obama?
I've gotten a lot of emails on Barack Obama. What was the title of that one?
Obama Nation plus the seal.
Oh,
he actually came up with his own seal.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
That.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Jack. There was something of a sensitive nature I wanted to email to you, but I wanted to get your permission first.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. I'll probably get to it sometime tonight or tomorrow and send it off to you.
All right.
And on these, with the, thank God we had that ruling that we did with the Second Amendment. Now I hope every anti-gun city takes those gun bans that they have in place and just cram so far down their throats they choke on them.
Well, they won't do it without pressure, so we've got Gun Owners of America and the NRA, surprisingly, are filing suit against them in those top cities like San Francisco and L.A. to remove those gun bans so people can protect themselves from the criminals on the street. And so, but it won't happen without pressure. By the way, Brother John, the International Supreme Court, our International Criminal Supreme Court, wrote that bill just like they do in the UN, the UN Charter. The UN Charter has all the rights. You have the right to the First Amendment, you know, you have the right to speak. But underneath it says, except allowed by law.
Yeah.
And every one, and so the Supreme Court did the same thing to us on the D.C. gun ban. They said that the people have a right to keep and bear arms. They said that we're overturning the D.C. gun ban, but that the government has a right to regulate the owner's firearms, ownership of firearms. So they're using the same international code, which is a bunch of poppycock, brother.
Exactly.
And you don't have a First Amendment right. You don't have a Second Amendment right if the government says we have a right to regulate any way we want to.
That's not what the Constitution says.
That's right.
And for the people in Oklahoma, what they got to do now is this, is start setting up militias so that way, in case the Fed gets a bug, they won't come trying to march into Oklahoma to take the state back. But what you do is you don't call them militias. You call them neighborhood watch groups.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I've told them, too, to call themselves fishing and hunting clubs.
There you go.
Fishing and hunting clubs, instead of militias, because militia is a great organization of American people, the American people, but it's been so maligned today that when you say militia to a person, they almost run, scream, and run down the street.
I know.
Huh?
I like your idea of fishing and hunting, because that way when the government comes fishing, you go hunting.
Very good, Brother John.
Have a great day, Jack.
Take care. God bless. No. Okay. John's my kind of man, a warrior class, okay? Anyway, let's go to our brother Ron in Texas. Ron, welcome to the Officer Jack McClam program, brother.
Well, thank you, Officer McClam. I appreciate you letting me on. I just wanted to give you a heads up on what I heard. I believe it was on Dr. Deagle's show within the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I recommend that you get you a regular hardwired desk phone with a speaker phone in it.
Yeah.
He says that, I believe it was he that said, with somebody else's technical advice with it, was that these phones like you were just talking about that you're using now with a wire going up to an earpiece.
Right.
That wire actually turns into another antenna so that it's now radiating down the whole side of your body.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'll be darned. Wow.
So I wanted to give you a heads up on that and, again, suggest you get a hardwired desk phone that's got a speakerphone on it.
I see. Yeah. Those speakerphones don't sound very good, though. That's the only problem.
Well, I'm talking through one right now.
Oh, are you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you sound good, brother. That's very unusual for a speakerphone.
Cheapest one on the market. Go ahead and pay the extra $25 and get one that's got a little better quality in it.
Yeah. What make is yours?
This one is a Southwestern Bell.
Oh, I see.
It's an old one. As a matter of fact, I think I got it around 1980.
Sounds good, brother. Sounds real good. I'm surprised.
Well, anyway, that's all I had to offer for right now, and another great show, as usual. Thank you.
Thanks so much, brother. You take care now. All right. Okay, let's go now to Chris in Idaho, a fellow neighbor of mine. Chris in Idaho. Welcome to the program, brother.
Thank you, Brother Jack. I appreciate that, the opportunity to get on your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to go back to the earlier caller. I believe it was Dave in Texas.
Okay.
You guys were discussing the new Bugliosi novel. His name is actually pronounced Bugliosi. The G is silent.
Bugliosi. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the name of the novel is The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder.
There you go. Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, yes.
Yes, and he's been on fairly blackballed press junket because, in his own words, his previous books that were New York Times bestsellers as well were never met with this kind of resistance, obviously, but he has been on some pretty big talk shows talking about his book. But I think one of the things that's interesting is that I believe that Mr. Bugliosi is very serious about what he's written because he's volunteered to sit in as special prosecution or special counsel for the prosecution if any of the states actually pick up the work that he's outlined. And he's, as was mentioned earlier, he's the gentleman who prosecuted Charles Manson.
That's right.
And subsequently wrote the book Helter Skelter.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So he's prosecuted.
He is known I've read over my years as a law enforcement investigator, I've read quotes by other top attorneys and prosecutors across this land that he's one of the best in the country.
Yes. He is very renowned. He was a prosecutor down in L.A. County. He successfully prosecuted 21 of 21 consecutive murder trials, including obviously the Manson case, but he's notably the man who prosecuted 105 out of 106 successfully down there.
That's right, and that's very surprising in itself, John, because most prosecutors, when I was a cop in Phoenix, they get you in, and they don't like to go to court, and they don't like to try cases, and so they get you to plea bargain down to a lower charge and threaten you with, you know, life in jail if you don't take the plea bargain. And so most attorneys never go to trial, and very seldom, maybe once in 5-10 years, they go to trial. But Bugliosi is a guy that went to all of those 105, was it, 105?
105 out of 106, yes, sir.
Yeah. So he's a very unusual prosecutor and doesn't mind going to court and putting his evidence on.
Yeah. You mentioned other prosecutors. Alan Dershowitz calls him as good a prosecutor as there ever was. And F. Lee Bailey calls him the quintessential prosecutor. And those are a couple of big names that most people...
It'd be great if these guys would all get together and prosecute Bush for murder. They'd have to throw Cheney in there, too, because Bush accepts his orders from the real president, Cheney, and he works under Cheney, and so somehow they'd have to wrap Cheney up in there, too.
Yeah. Well, he apparently, from what he said, I believe that he is, he either is planning to or already has sent out copies of his book along with a cover letter to all of the state attorneys general that might pick up the case, and he doesn't expect it to be picked up on a federal level for obvious reasons.
Right.
But
he would lose that case because all these federal judges are appointed because they're top criminals, along with the Bush and Cheney family,
along with the AG. Exactly.
Best if he does it in the state courts. Very, very good. Very
exactly.
Important.
Well, he says that he's established jurisdiction in each one of the states for the for any of the attorneys general that might pick it up, and there's actually a case that he mentioned of apparently a family that had their son killed over in Iraq, and they're planning on talking to their state attorney general about picking up the case. So I know it's a serious allegation. I know that you've spoken at great lengths about the corruption of our present administration, and it doesn't end there, obviously, but I think it is important. It would probably be a worthwhile endeavor for most folks to look at. One other thing that I was hopeful to mention, if I may.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Real quick, I think it's very interesting to me that you obviously know the story of Smedley Butler and...
Oh, yeah.
His heroism and bravery back in the 30s in uncovering the fascist conspiracy to overthrow the FDR administration.
You said it, yes.
What I think is fascinating that most people don't realize is that under NSPD 51, right now, what NSPD 51 calls the National Continuity Coordinator, is the same position, essentially, that Smedley Butler was being conscripted to hold. And under NSPD 51, the National Continuity Coordinator heads up Homeland Security, which obviously is the parent organization or the parent department of FEMA, which is the organization that I would call rogue fascist armies like Blackwater et al. Report to through FEMA and Homeland Security right up to the National Continuity Coordinator. And Butler's position was supposed to be the president's special assistant, and it's interesting that it's basically the same families, the same names, the same players as the gentleman who called earlier mentioned Oppenheimer, to go back and revisit the history. It's fascinating, including the Bush family, of course, because it was a New York Post that called Senator Prescott Bush Hitler's angel.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating that it's the same plot revisited. And in reference to the political Zionist issue, John Spivak, who was the one of the people who uncovered the most conspiratorial elements, in fact, all the way to the point that the McCormick Dickstein Committee itself was part of it.
Yes.
He mentioned that the financial and economic considerations rose above all others, which I would agree with. Anyway, thanks, Jack. Great
hey,
show
brother,
as usual.
Thank you. Call back again, Brother John. God bless you now.
Thank you.
I love activists and warriors, folks, and all of you calling in today fall into that category. God bless your activism. I'll be right back, folks.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
There you go.
Life-Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Jack McLam program, and I've just pulled up a website I want you to go to, folks, because it has the Secret Service records of this guy, Jeff Gannon, checking in, signing in to the White House, and it's absolutely unbelievable. But I've also read other documentation that a certain White House homosexual, John something, used to escort this homosexual pornographer He had a pornography website, Jeff Gannon. Of course, his real name is James Guckert, G-U-C-K-E-R-T, is what he signed in name, but his media name for being a phony reporter coming in allegedly to go to White House briefings was Jeff Gannon, okay? But if you go to this website, folks, you'll see several hundred, it looks like, I haven't counted them, check-ins and check-outs. And sometimes he checked in and didn't check out. He stayed all night or the weekend, okay? So go to this website, folks, www.rawstory, one word, rawstory.com. And now you go to www.rawstory, one word, rawstory.com, and just look up their archives there for a report that came out of John Byrne, the editor of Raw Story. John Byrne did this website, or I mean he did this report. Secret Service records raise new questions about discredited conservative reporter. Secret Service records raise new questions about discredited conservative reporter. So that's the one you want to look up on Raw Story, folks. And it has, it looks like hundreds. I haven't counted them, but I'm going down here, folks, where this James Guckert, alias is Jeff Gannon, has come into the White House allegedly for briefings, but on many occasions there was no briefing at all. He's a homosexual pornographer, has a website, he sells himself for $200 an hour, and Bush is all over him in pictures. If you go to Jeff Gannon, comma Bush, you'll see pictures of Bush hugging him and kissing him on his head and making goo-goo eyes at him right there. And photographers took the pictures, okay? But that's an important thing to get out to people, folks, is that this is not a Christian president at all. He is a skull and bone Satanist, just like his father is, and they show it in their activities that they're Satanists. The Skull and Bones organization is a Satanist organization, folks. No doubt about it. And their God, they do follow God, but their God is Lucifer, Satan, all right? And in these organizations, they say that Jesus and Satan were brothers, and Jesus is the evil one, the same thing they say in the Masonic Lodge. They believe Jesus was the evil brother and Satan is the good one, and that's why they follow Satan. God bless all of you out there. Hope you have a great weekend, and don't forget, this old cop asks you to pray that the Bush and Cheney and neocons are chained down and are stopped in their tracks to blowing up America again in another false flag bombing, and also in attacking Iran, that they fail utterly so that we're not put under martial law here in this country and we can continue to awaken people every day. God bless all of you out there for being activists, and don't forget that old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. That- Gold.